Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols with you here for another edition of Community Roundup, and very happy to welcome to our microphones for the first time Jerry Quintana, a research and evaluation assistant for HARC. HARC stands for Health Assessment and Research for Communities. They do a lot of great work out here in the Coachella Valley. We're going to be talking about their fifth annual Workplace Wellness Awards because the nomination period is open right now. Jerry, welcome. Great to have you here.
Hi, good morning, Gene. Thank you so much for having me today.
Let's talk a little bit about the Workplace Wellness Awards because they're very popular out here and a lot of deserving companies and agencies certainly do nominate themselves for a variety of things that they do well in the workplace.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Workplace Wellness Awards. So every year, HARC hosts its annual event in June, and this year holding it on Thursday, June 4th at the Classic Club in Palm Desert at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Basically, these awards recognize local Coachella Valley businesses that prioritize employee health and wellness. In other words, we want to honor local organizations that care about their staff and offer benefits such as health insurance, pension plans, water at meetings, smoking cessation classes, walking meetings, etc. It can be small-scale efforts to show appreciation for their employees, or they can be, you know, really large-scale efforts as well. We have two different categories. So we have a category for small businesses, and those are organizations that have 100 employees or less. And we also have another category, which is for large businesses, and those are the organizations that have 101 employees and more. So 8 awards will be given out, 4 for large businesses, 4 for small businesses. And the 4 categories are nutrition and fitness, safety and environment, mental health and wellness, and grand prize winner.
And of course, when we talk about things like nutrition, fitness, and health, it could be something as simple as offering people maybe, say, a discount at a local gym.
Right. So as I mentioned before, it can be really small-scale efforts such as encouraging healthy snacks in the workplace. It doesn't have to be a formal policy, but, you know, just something that's known in the workplace, or even just offering water at meetings instead of juices or drinks filled with sugar. Or it can be something large scale, such as, you know, smoking cessation classes or even subsidized gym membership.
I do see mental health and wellness seems to be more and more critical to working folks these days who don't just base their workday on the amount of money that they earn. There's a lot of things that go into making people happy on the job, and the mental health and wellness really incorporates a lot of different areas, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Exactly. And, you know, we spend most of our waking hours at work, so I think that, you know, this is something that is really important. And there are a lot of great businesses here in the Coachella Valley that offer parental leave or mental health days or staff bonding to really make sure that we have a healthy work-life balance.
Yeah, indeed. So now let's get back to number 2, safety and environment. What might that incorporate?
So that would be making sure that you have a safety committee or team in the workplace, or even offering ergonomic adjustments such as a standing desk. I know that at HARC, 3 of our employees actually have a standing desk. It was actually offered to all of us, but, you know, that was something that we have because, you know, sitting all day at work isn't the most healthy thing for you to do. Just different things like that.
I've even seen people at work, though I am not among them, but I've seen people actually sit on those large resistor balls, I guess they're called, where, yeah, because they kind of bounce and they're flexible and you get some movement. You're just not sitting in a rigid chair, and yeah, that might be something that's in the safety and environment category as well.
Right.
Bring all those 3 together, and the grand prize winner has to do well in what categories?
All of the categories, yes.
All of them, wow. Okay, so that gets us to Jerry. Who can nominate who to be a nominee?
So any and everyone, and organizations may self-nominate. In fact, we highly encourage businesses to do so. There really is nothing to lose because every applicant will receive 2 free tickets to a 3-course gourmet luncheon. So there's really nothing for them to lose. And also, we're going to have a great speaker. Businesses can really just learn new ways to encourage workplace wellness programs in their existing workplace.
Do the ultimate winners know ahead of time prior to the luncheon if they are the winner, or is it just a surprise when it's announced to everyone?
It's a surprise.
Oh, I love it. All right, so the Workplace Wellness Awards, the luncheon is, again, June 4th from 11:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon at the Classic Club in Palm Desert, an event that typically sells out, right?
Yes. And I just also wanted to mention that the deadline to apply for the Workplace Wellness Awards is Friday, March 27th at 5 p.m. And they can find the application online at HARC, that's H-A-R-C as in cat, HARCdata.org, or they can contact me.
Can we give out your email, Jerry?
Sure. So it's J. My last name is Quintana, spelled Quinta, like La Quinta, the city of La Quinta. So Q-U-I, N as in Nancy, T as in Tiger, A, N as in Nancy, A, at HARCdata.org.
Very good. How many folks do you have over there at HARC crunching numbers, taking surveys, and putting together a lot of the nitty-gritty information about healthcare, how it's delivered, how it's provided, and how people can access it? How many folks do you have on staff there?
So we have 6 people on staff right now. We're all full-time.
That would be definitely under the small job place category, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I know that we've had organizations in the past that have a really small staff as well, but they offer incredible workplace wellness programs, so we really encourage everyone to apply. And the benefits to applying include that it's free, organizations can self-nominate, and the application takes less than 10 minutes to complete. It's about 30 questions, but you just check boxes. It's really simple. It's just sort of like, do you offer this program at your workplace? Yes. No. So it's really, really simple and short. And as I mentioned before, all applicants will receive 2 free tickets to the event.
Perfect. And we'll mention the Titanium sponsor because Desert Oasis Healthcare is helping to keep this program going strong with ARC. This is the 5th annual Workplace Wellness Awards.
Yes. So I have to extend my deepest gratitude to our current sponsors, the Titanium sponsor being Desert Oasis Healthcare, and also our bronze level sponsors being Renova Energy and Desert Health.
Perfect. All right, Jerry. Well, thanks so much for some outstanding information. The 5th annual Coachella Valley Workplace Wellness Awards, the nomination period is open right now, and it remains open until Friday, March 27th at 5 in the afternoon. And then the winners with the luncheon and all the fun is coming up on June 4th, 11:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. That one's over there at the Classic Club in Palm Desert. More information at HARC, H-A-R-C, data, D-A-T-A, .org. My guest has been Jerry Quintana, and Jerry is the research and evaluation assistant over there at HARC. Jerry, thanks so much for spending time, for explaining everything that we needed explained, and for encouraging folks here in the desert in the workplace to get out there and nominate their boss or their company or their agency, because it's open to government agencies as well, for being perhaps a great Workplace Wellness Award winner.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Gene.
Thank you. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.